Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends on this Tuesday. Are you one of many people who has a legal name, a name most people call you, and maybe even a nickname? Depending on how your name is spoken, can you normally discern the relationship you have with the person who's using your name? Join me again today as we watch Jesus invite a very special person to leave his ugly business and follow Jesus. Three of the Gospels give us this story, Matthew chapter 9, Mark chapter 2, and Luke chapter 5. The main difference between these three accounts is the name of the person Jesus invited. Luke and Mark both refer to him as Levi, son of Alphaeus, whereas Matthew calls himself Matthew. So who is this guy, and why did Jesus invite him? As we have seen, very often in the Bible, Jewish men were identified by their name and the name of their father, sometimes even also their grandfather. Lineage was very important in Jewish culture. Interestingly, in the listing of the 12 men Jesus called to be his disciples, there is a certain man named James, son of Alphaeus, not to be confused with James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Mark chapter 3. But we have no indication James and Matthew were sons of the same father, Alphaeus. We conclude that their fathers happened to have the same name, and of course those Alphaeuses would then be distinguished from each other by the names of their fathers or grandfathers. Levi was, of course, a very special name in Jewish history, for Levi was one of the 12 sons of Jacob, and therefore head of the tribe of Levi, remember? The Levites, you may recall, were the family of Moses and Aaron, and those special men devoted to the priesthood, Numbers chapter 3. Their role initially was the care of the tabernacle and later the temple. They were viewed as spiritual men who should be role models for all Jewish men in God-honoring lifestyle. Unlike the other tribes of Israel, the tribe of Levi was not given a specific section of land when Joshua divided the land of God's promise, but rather, the Levites lived scattered throughout Israel in specific towns, according to Joshua chapter 21. We don't know why this man whom Jesus called was named Levi, nor if his lineage was a Levite family. But we can assume there were expectations of him from the time he was a little boy. What expectations? That he'd be a God-honoring man, like a good Levite. Matthew is a name that means gift of Yahweh. Thus, we presume Alphaeus and his wife viewed their son as a gift from God and probably had very high expectations of the impeccable life their son would live. Can we imagine the family pain and humiliation, therefore, when Levi Matthew agreed to serve the Roman government as a tax collector based in Capernaum, his home region of Galilee? Traitor would be an appropriate word for how Levi Matthew would be viewed by all Jews who had any contact with him. Why? Because these men were responsible to collect taxes for Rome from their own people, but also permitted to add their own surcharge of any amount and keep that surcharge for themselves. It was an ugly, deceitful, despicable vocation. Tax collectors were hated by the people and protected by Roman soldiers, who sometimes also received a bonus for helping the tax collector collect the taxes, no matter how unfair. Similar to the shock when Jesus went to Sychar, the Samaritan town, spoke with a Samaritan woman, and stayed with the Samaritans for 2 days, according to John chapter 4, so was the shock when Jesus sat at the tax collector's booth in Capernaum, talking with Levi Matthew, the hated tax collector. Pause for a moment. As you think about the people you see in your normal journey of life, are there some people you simply can't imagine God actually loves and cares about? Are there some despicable people in your world that if God asked you to extend his love to them, it would be very, very difficult for you to do so? It's safe to assume for all those who are already following Jesus, like Peter and Andrew, James and John, Philip and Nathaniel, as they watched Jesus speak with Levi Matthew, it made their stomachs churn and perhaps their skin crawl. Do you know what I mean? And then the unthinkable happened. When Jesus, perhaps reaching across the counter and extending his hand to Matthew, said, "Follow me," Mark chapter 2, verse 14. All eyes watched as Matthew looked around, closed his tax books, closed the shutters on his tax booth, locked the door behind him and walked toward Jesus. A despicable traitor of a man was experiencing life transformation in full view of everyone. Evidently, Levi Matthew, the tax collector, invited Jesus to come to his home, and he threw a dinner party and invited his friends. Of course, the only friends Levi Matthew had were other tax collectors and their kind. Amazingly, at least some of his disciples also sat and ate with Jesus and Matthew and Matthew's friends, but I doubt they had much of an appetite, according to Mark chapter 2, verse 15. All three gospel writers tell us the religious teachers and Pharisees couldn't handle this, and they peppered Jesus' disciples with questions, including, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Mark chapter 2, verse 16. I find no response from the disciples, and maybe it's because Jesus jumped in and answered the rude question for himself, saying, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Luke chapter 5, verse 31. The story closes abruptly, leaving that statement hanging in the air. What do you think Jesus meant? The Bible makes it clear there are no righteous people, according to Romans chapter 3. But of course, we know there are many people who think they don't need God's help, and they're good enough. Likely, we also each know someone who was shocked when their doctor gave them a frightening report that they had a terrible illness, but they felt perfectly normal. I was one of those people 10 years ago. Jesus was using Levi Matthew as a remarkable example of people who know they need God's help and are ready to respond, while around them are so many people who have no need for God, yet are dying in their sinfulness. Yes, Matthew became one of Jesus' disciples, a radically transformed man, and the author of the first book of the New Testament. And Jesus stands ready, right now, reaching to every person in the world who is willing to see their need for God's help. Are you one of those people, my friend? If so, tell Jesus you're ready to hear and respond to his call to follow him. How will you let Levi Matthew's story affect you today, my friends?